The falling leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves of red and gold. I see your summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. Today's date is June 20th, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to be with you all again. Actually, I don't know how great it is to have to do this every day, but we're gonna muddle through here today. Got a lot of important perspectives that I would like to share with you about this most recent push for loose change and for Michael Moore's nonsense. I have a take on this. I think what I would like you to know is that it seems like for about 3 weeks to a month, websites all across the internet were working overtime to discredit me, Bolin, and Eric Hufschmidt in advance of this latest release of, lies. And this loose change video is, of course, about 80% accurate. But it does not tell you the truth about who did the 9/11 attack. It tells you all of the truth up until that point. And when they get there, they tell you it's a cabal inside the American government, which is not a lie in itself. They were working with the Israeli Mossad and with the MI6 and with some elements, Fife and Wormser, and of course, you know, you had Cheney working with his staff, and in fact, most of his staff were from the Jewish community, Zionist Jews, not rank and file, corner store owning Jewish community, but elitist criminal criminal supremacists, if you will allow me to use that as a term, because what they have done here, ladies and gentlemen, is they're setting up the world for a single government. Of course, you know that from listening to the French Connection, but what they're trying to do now is move you away from, you can never be moved away. Once you've seen this stuff, you know they did it. They're trying to move the rank and file Americans away, the mainstream Americans, away from the fact that Israel was behind this and it was done by Ashkenazi criminal Zionist Jews. And that's a fact. Now, of course, I always use the description Zionist Jews because not all Jews are involved in this, and we need to stay clear about that. You see, to condemn an entire race of people or a religion or another would be wrong here. You know, I'm not going to fall victim to condemning all Jews or all Mexicans for trying to get into America or all Wahhabite Muslims for being radicalized or, for that matter, the IRA or any other group that has taken on radical elements to their daily lives. It's wrong. And the people in charge, ladies and gentlemen, hope that you will be all or nothing, black or white, that you will not look beyond the surface of the description. And they want that for me, too, so that they can marginalize me as being anti-Semitic, which is absolutely false. And anyone who says that I'm an anti-Semite is probably working for the bad guys. Because if you've listened to my recordings and listened to the programming and listened to Eric and listened to Bolin and listened to, we are going after a specific group of criminals. and their leadership is Jewish. Now, does that mean all Jews are involved? Absolutely not. There are Jewish people doing every kind of job in America you can think of that have nothing to do with this conspiracy. But at the top of this, the decision-making process, the levers of power are all being controlled by international Jewish bankers, and you have to understand that this is a plan that goes on back into history. And Alex Jones is now working overtime to disguise those facts. Listen to what he's been saying, and he's pushing extra hard for this new loose change lie, which he is one of the producers of, and Deborah Simon giving him assistance monetarily to get that recording going. And of course, now they're pushing out Michael Moore, whose manager is the brother of Rahm Emanuel, whose father was an Irgun top commander. Now, again, the Irgun, if you look back into our files, will be described. Christopher Bolin does a wonderful file about the Irgun and about how they were used during the 1948. Actually, they were used earlier than that to soften up the arrival in the 30s of the Jewish emigres from Germany, Poland, and other places. The ones that would not fight back against the forced deportation from Europe. And, of course, now what you see is that this same person, this Rahm Emanuel, is in charge of the Democrat Party. Yep. And you understand that he's been a darling this Michael Moore has been a darling of the elites in Hollywood, as well as over here in France at Cannes. And that is an entirely Zionist Jewish run group, both in France and in the United States. All of the directors and all of the producers and all of the money men and all of the distributors and most of the acting talent and all of the producing talent and all of the work that's done are coming from this Zionist community. And you can see it in the propaganda of the films that have been coming out. One of them, this Mark Wahlberg, doing the shooter movie, trying to move you away from the fact that Israel was the moving force behind the murder of President Kennedy. These are important times, ladies and gentlemen, for you not to roll over and accept the berating of Bolin, Smith, and Hufschmidt. Don't allow it, because what we need now is more people to sit back and listen to these files that we've done. Look at the facts. Look at them independent of our urgings. Just look at them. And do your own due diligence and research and find out that all of the sliming that they've been doing against us is just to marginalize our message. But our message is beyond reproach, ladies and gentlemen. And do you find it interesting that Alex Jones has all of a sudden become good friends with John Stadtmiller going on his program and Michael Piper? All of the people we've been screaming to you about are all of a sudden banding together. In fact, Mike Piper was mentioned in last week on Alex Jones' show several times, and his work and his research, and then Alex Jones having battles with John Stadtmiller on and off for months and months, and all of a sudden he starts showing up on John's show and doing guest spots on other programs on John's network. And with the full invitation of John Stadtmiller, we told you these guys were working together. This is the final push, ladies and gentlemen. They have been beaten back by our facts. And this is not the time for you to roll over to the pressure that you've been getting. Now, you know, I know a lot of people have abandoned us for whatever reason because I'm not Christian or I'm not this or I'm not that. Stop for a minute and just examine our research. I don't care if you don't like the fact that I'm not Christian or you don't like the fact that I'm irascible or I badmouth you, people or whatever. Stop looking at that and look at the facts. This is about information. Don't make it about me, Christopher, or Eric. This has to be about the information. It has to be the things you can find at Sweet Liberty with Jackie Petru, because I apologize to Jackie, by the way. She's been putting out some great stuff on her site. I went over there and looked at some of it, and boy, it was pretty good, hard-hitting quality stuff. Take a look at Carol Valentine's work. Off the charts accurate with everything she puts on there. Take a look at our stuff. I mean, there are people out there putting facts in the ducks in a row, ladies and gentlemen, and they scream at you when you read them or hear them that the truth is to be found there. They're yelling at you, look at these facts, because once you're done looking at it, you cannot deny our work is spot on. And are you going to be duped again and allow these people to put their controllers back in power or leave them in power? When this next phase of nonsense comes in America, are we going to be buffaloed into believing that it was Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld and a small group of bad guys? Please. And then take a look again. Do another reexamination of Ron Paul's stand on the Federal Reserve, talking about the return to the gold standard. That would hand over all of the power from the Federal Reserve back to the same people that control the Federal Reserve right now. Yes, it would. People that control the world's gold supply, ladies and gentlemen, are the very same people in control of our Federal Reserve. Ron Paul is dead wrong on that. Dead wrong. And he has been in this Congress for so long as a foil, but not as an opposition. As a foil. Now, I've been calling on people that support Ron Paul to pressure him into telling the full truth about 9/11. Stop blowing smoke up my fanny here, Ron Paul, about bin Laden and about 9/11 being a Muslim job. Stop it. It's a lie that you're propagating. Stop propagating that lie and come clean. And maybe, just maybe, I'll re-examine the work you've done. But as it stands right now, sir, you're not doing the truth-telling that I would expect of a political leader. And, of course, who's pushing him around again and to try to be the top? Alex Jones. How hard is this to figure out for some people? It really is hard. And you ought to see the emails I get. I get some horrendous emails from people. Just trying to, you know, badmouth me in every way you can possibly do it. But the facts speak for themselves. And I'm going to ask all of you to go back into your archives and start sending around some of the files we've done. Start sending around some of the discussions we've had. Eric and Christopher, myself, David Pidcock, Ray Figg, Stewart, all of them. Go listen to Muscatine Blair if you want to hear some of the stuff from the Muslim side. Go listen to any of them, McDonald, about what they're doing to the Palestinians. This seems to be an ongoing thing. Go listen to James Ennis and listen to him say that they were murdering prisoners of war in the desert. Not what Mark Glenn was telling you, that big liar. He was moving you away from Israelis being murderers of prisoners of war. Don't you see it? And people say, oh, yeah, I like Mark Glenn's work. I don't like his work. He's a liar, ladies and gentlemen. Please. How many times does this have to be presented to you before you can just latch on to the facts? Oh, man. You know, I know most of you out there, most of you, the 10,000 or more. And, you know, here's the thing. People keep claiming that our support is waning, and it's not true. Our numbers are up. Our numbers are up and growing. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that this battle is really for the future of our planet. It really is. It's that serious. It's that daunting. It's that moment in your life where if you do not stand up now, you may never have the chance again. Freedom is definitely dying before our eyes. Don't allow it to. Stand up now before this stuff really destroys everything we've got and we hold dear. You know, I was just listening to this gal called Eva Cassidy, and I thought to myself when I was talking to my wife how beautiful a voice she had. She died, of course, of cancer in 1996. But there's a lot of beauty in this planet. There's a lot of great and wonderful things that I could spend my time doing and listening to and taking part in. A lot of it would be to help other people. A lot of it would be to soothe my savage breast. A lot of it would be to share quality moments with people I love. Not to fight criminal Zionist Jews. It's not what my idea of fun is. And of course, exactly what would happen if we were taken out, if Bolin goes to jail, if Eric is injured or I am, will happen, is what happened to Eva Cassidy. That as soon as she was not with everyone anymore, her message exploded. So here's a message to you bad guys out there. We are not touchable. You touch us and you are finished in a nanosecond. Your fate will be sealed. I know it. I know it as I live and I breathe, ladies and gentlemen. There are too many people on this planet now with our facts in their hands. There are too many CDs made. There are too many videos that have been downloaded. There's too much information we've put out there, and we are not stoppable. Not stoppable. So get up and fight and bring about the change that we all know is possible. And don't allow people to sully our message. Fight back against these people when they try to do that. We need your support now more than ever. Financially, send Eric a buck if you've got it, even five if you can afford it. You know, we spend a lot of time and our own money on this effort, and we don't advertise. We don't put nonsense up on our site. We don't tell you we can cure problems and stuff like this, and we were selling parts of our ad to clothing companies or whatever else they put out there, or nonsense. We don't do it. We're a pure play, honest, truth-telling group. That's the end of it. And I want each and every one of you to help us get this message out. We are going to be doing more files come toward the end of this week, and I hope that you'll all tune in. But in the meantime, please do what I've asked. Eric's going to put up a new one of our old files to adjunct to this information so that you can all get re-educated or for the first time on some of these facts. But until our next interview, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you to please be well. Bye-bye now.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves of red and gold. See your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. Days grow long and soon I'll hear old winter song, but I miss you most of all. Thank you. since you went away. The days grow long and soon. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall.